100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you guys, y'all, you folks, the whole hootenanny, you tell the stories. The topic for this week was chainsaw, and we got a plethora of stories on the topic of chainsaw. I'm sure you're terribly excited about that, as you can tell I am, and, well, I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. I'm going to share the stories that you sent in right now.
Rick Thomas here from Fort Myers with this week's contribution to the weekly challenge on the prompt word chainsaw. The title is Good Gig. It's one thing to have a cord of wood and another to make it suitable for the stove or fireplace. Pickup truck, chainsaw, log splitter. Mike had a good gig going. Splitting logs and stacking wood all over the county. Cash only. All word of mouth recommendation. Snakes, poison ivy, bees. Easy enough to deal with if you know how. Blue sky, sunshine, cool mountain air. The benefits outweighed the hardships. Mike always kept a pint of blackberry brandy and a couple of joints in the truck for particularly glorious days. Like I said, Mike had a good gig going.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 761 with a prompt of, chainsaw. Here's my story. Bill Burt's mother hurried to take him in her arms. A man followed her, still covered in the dust from the collapsed headquarters. He laughed at the two agents with a ratcheting growl that sounded more like a chainsaw. He asked, "What are you federal boys doing here?" "Why we're here is federal business and we're not ready to share that with the likes of you people. What we're here for, is to take this boy for questioning." Bill Burt's mother stepped in front of her son. "If you're going to take this boy for questioning, you'll have to go through me, first." Thanks for listening, and, we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called The Flying Karamazov Brothers. I've lived a Forrest Gump life. I've met a mess of folk early in their careers. Robin Williams, Penn and Teller, Donald Rumsfeld, Roger Stone, the girl who sang on Paradise by the Dashboard Light, and the band Styx. Hands down, the oddest guys were the Flying Karamazov Brothers. I was living in Santa Cruz, and I would go watch them practice moves in a park near the bakery during lunch breaks. They had this funny bit juggling running chainsaws. While cross-tossing eight saws, they did this patter, Euripides, Eumenides. Damn, they were good. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Torabra Zoyno here with a story on the word chainsaw. The kid pushed through the saloon doors and stared wildly around. The old men stared back. At last, one broke the silence. "You lost, boy. This is the last chance saloon, right?" said the kid. The old-timer grinned. "Well, boy, that depends which way you're headed." The advocate said nothing. If it's advice you're looking for, I got some right here. He leaned toward the kid and leered. Don't cut your genitals off with a chainsaw. Hey, that's some pretty good advice you got there, boy, wheezed another old-timer. The kid bolted outside. It was exactly 3 in the afternoon.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Those chainsaw massacre slasher movies really wind me up. Clearly created by idiots, with no practical experience of serial killing, carving up bodies, or for that matter, owning a chainsaw. To begin with, chainsaws are messy. Yes, a bloodbath sounds fun, but in practical terms, it's a nightmare when it comes to cleaning up. Then there's chainsaw maintenance. Cleaning and oiling the chain and guide, constant refueling, and the tedious business of sharpening chain teeth. Bone blunts them dreadfully. It's a lot of hassle, time, and energy, when an axe will do the job just as well. It's quieter, too.
Good morning, this is Richard, and for a change, I'm recording this in the morning. This is my story on the topic chainsaw, and it's called Chainsaw. I've never owned a chainsaw, never wanted one, and I've no idea what I'd do with one anyway. It's not exactly an essential accessory for the man about town in an urban environment. Chainsaws aren't really necessary for unclogging the photocopier or for hosting Zoom meetings. I don't possess any checked shirts or have any giant redwoods requiring felling, and I just know that putting me in charge of a chainsaw is about as sensible as giving a baby a loaded Kalashnikov. It'll all end very badly. Even so, being a guy, I feel I really should own a chainsaw. Okie doke, that's me done. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Grasp a line of thought, or try to, and those animal heads mounted on the wall, the moody embalmed fish that was supposed to look alive and looked even deader, all conspiring to kill. The door swung open, and there it was. They dumped it on the table. To work. The chainsaw slashed through the skin, the meat, the bones, cracking sounds, signing the final surrender. A leg? Another leg, an arm, another arm. The head, oh, the head, that grimace of anger. Good thing they didn't have to mount her head on the wall. The fish wouldn't like it. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
People were always getting Rabbi Chaim Esau's name wrong. Instead of Taking offense, the good rabbi embraced it. "I am Rabbi Chainsaw," he says from the dais, firing up a gas-powered McCulloch and waving it in the air. "Who wants a circumcision?" The congregation would laugh and he'd get right into the sermon. He performed this opening gag for 40 years, and then, one Saturday as he hauled the growling chainsaw into the air, he suffered a rupture. The blade fell through his head like a knife through butter. They made sure to get his name right on the headstone.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of chainsaw, sent by you, crafted by you, something by you, edited by you, published by you, I don't know. Anyway, the next topic is, what is it? I gotta look it up. Hold on. No, I already changed the page. The top of the next is cluster. Okay. The topic of the next 100-word stories weekly challenge is cluster. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for the archives, text of the stories, links to people's stuff, etc., so forth. And there you go. Cool. Way awesome. And I will see y'all tomorrow with more stories from the daily stuff and then another weekly challenge. I posted the schedule for next year's weekly challenges with a few topics. If you don't like the one, you don't want that, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.